I am not. I'm from Guinea. Allez-y, répétez. Are you from Congo? No, I'm not. I'm from Angola. Are you from Benin? No, I'm not. I'm from Nigeria. Are you from Ghana? No, I'm not. I'm from Ivory Coast. Écoutez et répétez.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Edward, le journaliste américain, va retrouver notre ami Ndiogou Marley, le coxeur en chef. Vous allez écouter la suite de leur entretien. Vous entendrez la conversation entre Ndiogou, le coxeur, et le journaliste Edward. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux, true or false, aux deux énoncés suivants. 1. Ndiogou a 11 garçons et 11 filles. 2. Baba est un fils de Ndiogou. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Quel est le surnom du fils de Ndiogou? 2. Qui vend du café tout bas? 3. Pourquoi la tasse de café tout bas est-elle vendue à Edward à 500 francs? Vous apprendrez enfin des mots relatifs aux liens de famille et des expressions que vous réutiliserez. Nous allons écouter ce couple.
Ndiogou, tell me about your home life. Do you have a big family?
Yes, thank God. My family is quite large, and I have 11 God's bits of wood, as we say here.
Do you mean children?
Sure, children also like no eye, no tongue.
How many do you have?
A good number, mashallah. Sons and daughters. We don't count our children, man.
Do you think one of your boys will take after you and become a coxeur?
Perhaps Ziggy.
You named your child Ziggy?
Relax, it's just a nickname, man. Ziggy, you know, like Ziggy Marley? His real name is Abdu. Anyway, I want Ziggy to become a big transporter.
But wouldn't that mean the end of the coxeur business?
No way, man. It's all a family business here at the car station.
What do you mean?
Hawa, my first wife, sells water here. The fruit seller over there is my daughter, Kani. Next to Kani is my nephew, Baba, the shoe cleaner. And my sister, Mary, sells good cafe tuba.
Cafe tuba? Never heard of it. What's that?
You've got to try it. Follow me, man. It's only 500 francs, the tourist price for you.
Come on, Ndiogou. I'm not a tourist.
I know, but business is business, man. Hey, this interview, will it be on VOA?
Well, perhaps. It's possible.
Nous avons entendu Edward s'entretenir avec Ndiogou Marley. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Ndiogou a 11 garçons et 11 filles. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Baba est un fils de Ndiogou. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Quel est le surnom du fils de Ndiogou? Ziggy. 2. Qui vend du café tout bas? Marie, la sœur de Ndiogou. 3. Pourquoi la tasse de café tout bas est-elle vendue à Edward à 500 francs? C'est le prix pour touristes. Et vous, que pensez-vous? Faut-il fixer un prix touriste, oui ou non? C'est à vous maintenant. Nous allons apprendre des mots relatifs aux liens de famille. Écoutez et répétez. Sons. Daughters. Wife. Nephew. Écoutez leur traduction. Fils. Sons. Filles. Daughters. Femme. Wife. Neveu. Nephew. Répétez ces phrases qui établissent les liens dans la famille de Ndiogou. Abdou is Ndiogou's son. Kani is Ndiogou's daughter. Hawa is Ndiogou's wife. Baba is Ndiogou's nephew. Vous allez répéter ces deux expressions utilisées par Edward et Ndiogou. Come on! Business is business. Vous pouvez les utiliser pour dire « voyons » et « les affaires sont les affaires ». Nous avons entendu la deuxième partie de l'entretien que Ndiogou, le coxeur, a accordé au journaliste Edward. Vous avez répondu vrai ou faux à des énoncés et répondu à des questions. Vous avez appris des mots relatifs aux liens de famille. Enfin, vous saurez utiliser les expressions « come on » et « business is business », n'est-ce pas? Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com.
Ici Michel Joseph. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait! Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h temps universel sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com et en ondes courtes le samedi et le dimanche à 20h temps universel. Ne ratez pas English USA.
Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique, heureuse de vous retrouver pour cette nouvelle leçon au cours de laquelle Martin Lerner rend visite à deux musiciens dans leur studio d'enregistrement. Et vous apprendrez à exprimer ce que vous aimez et ce que vous n'aimez pas dans le domaine de la musique. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Avant la musique, écoutons d'abord quelques expressions ayant à voir avec la musique et comment on la décrit. Do you like music? Aimez-vous la musique? Do you like music? Et maintenant, en ce qui concerne le genre de musique, do you like rock music? Do you like rock music? Aimez-vous la musique rock? Do you like folk music? Aimez-vous la musique populaire?
Wonderful. Very nice.
Do you like rock music?
Yes, I do. I like all music. What do you like?
Everything.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't like opera.
Let's talk about music. First, let's talk about your music. Laurie, you're a singer.
That's right. But I'm a musician, too.
Do you play an instrument?
Yes, I do.
She plays several instruments very well.
What do you play, Laurie?
I play the guitar. I play the piano, but not very well. I play the flute.
She plays many flutes.
What do you mean?
She can play wooden flutes, bamboo flutes, classical flutes, everything.
I like the flute. I play folk music on the flute. Do you like folk music?
Yes, I do. Let's listen to some folk music.
That's very nice.
I like that.
Okay. You like folk music. You like the flute. You play the guitar. You play the piano. You sing. Do you like to sing?
Oh, yes.
She sings very well.
But you sing, Luis.
Not very well. I like to sing, but I don't sing very well. Lori sings very well.
Thank you. That's nice.
My mother is an opera singer, but I can't sing very well.
Does your mother like your music?
No, she doesn't.
Do you like opera?
Yes, I do.
You play the guitar. Can you play other instruments?
Yes, I can. I play the guitar very well. Lori plays the guitar, too.
We both sing.
Do you like this music? Listen. Do you like that music?
I like it.
I love it.
Love it?
Yes.
It's okay.
Well, one likes it, one loves it. Luis, do you play the keyboard?
No, I don't.
Lori, do you play the keyboard?
I don't play it very well.
Stacy plays the keyboard.
Stacy plays with your band?
He's a wonderful musician.
Where is Stacy today?
He's visiting his family.
Where is his home?
He lives in Detroit.
Transportons-nous dans une situation où vous êtes parmi des amis musiciens. Ils ont chacun des instruments de musique devant eux. Le piano. Do you play the piano? Jouez-vous au piano? Do you play the piano? Yes, I play the piano. Do you play guitar? Jouez-vous à la guitare? No, I don't play guitar. Do you play the flute? Jouez-vous à la flûte? Yes, I play the flute.
That's beautiful. Do you like classical guitar?
Yes, I do. Do you play classical guitar?
Yes, I do. I play rock guitar in the band.
He plays classical guitar at home.
We study classical guitar.
Yes, we both play.
Vous avez entendu un tout petit aperçu de segments de musique classique, de jazz, de rock. Et vous avez appris à demander à quelqu'un, Do you play an instrument? Do you play piano? Do you play guitar? Demandez à vos amis et aux membres de votre famille le genre de musique qu'ils aiment. Do you like rock? Do you like jazz? Exercez-vous. Et à la prochaine fois. Michel Joseph au micro. Goodbye.
Welcome back to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. I'm Michel Joseph and I'm in the warm company of Issa, who was talking about adaptation to Phoenix, Arizona, coming from Burkina Faso. And I'm going to ask him, he was speaking about the weather and how hot and dry it was compared to Burkina Faso, which is more hot and humid. But I'm going to ask Issa, what other challenges in adaptation did he face?
Yeah, out of what I've said about the weather, it's people behavior.
Okay, people behavior.
Yeah.
So,
when you are in the process of improving your language, your English language, as a non-native, when you don't have people who trust you, who give you the time to explain yourself, to make yourself getting understood, is not that easy. Because when you speak to some people, they just don't have time to interact with you. Because to them, okay, I can't waste my time. You can't understand each other. But you will find there are less. That's true. But you will find some people who are willing to sit down with you, to give you the time to understand what you mean and to correct you if needed. And so, I mean, it's a very, very great way, I mean, to help people, because when you are not working, I mean, speaking with that confidence, I mean, you are likely to withdraw.
Right. Now, so this was a challenge also for you in terms of how you're going to react to people reacting to your inability to convey and to speak properly, convey your thoughts, your ideas. That is a big challenge. Yeah. Now, were the people in your group, were they prepared to welcome students that were coming from outside that were non-native speakers? Did you have a coordinator? Did you have someone who could actually help train those people so that they were ready to help you?
Yeah, I have to say that we have there is always a coordinator, and ours really did his work. He did his job, and every time when we have some meetings, he used to explain to people from where we are, you know. So every time he can explain.
Oh, okay. He would explain to others that you were foreigners.
Exactly. And for example, when it comes to my introduction, he used to say, okay, we are going to listen to this wonderful journalist who is from Burkina Faso, a very nice country, French-speaking one, and he'll be going to address you in a very nice accent, French accent. So it's a way to prepare people, you know, to understand something which is not really the same like they used to.
Right, right. So he would prepare everyone.
Yeah.
And
prepare
he would
the mind. Yeah. So,
and he would try to make them a bit benevolent, to have a bit of sympathy for you and appreciation that you've come from another country, that you speak another language.
Yeah. And that is a great strength for me, for example, because when he puts it that way, I feel more confident to speak, because even if I mistake, I mean, they won't take it like, yes, they already prepared
the way.
Exactly.
So this was a good psychological tool.
Yeah.
So in fact, so your group is sheltered, protected, supported, and at the same time, you faced the real campus behavior. You faced the encounters with people who were impatient, who had no time, who were not ready to try and understand what you were trying to say.
Yep, that's it.
So, which is life.
Yeah.
So you faced life, life on campus with all the ups and downs.
I agree with you. In every part of the world, you can't encounter people who are they can't be all good people, you know. So you just have to deal with it.
Right.
And when it comes to me, I'm just this person who never stops clicking.
Right.
I mean, never stop continuing.
You know? Don't give up.
Never give up. That's my expire. Yeah.
I believe that, because when you're mentioning the challenges of even just overcoming the English tests in order to qualify to apply for this scholarship, which is already a bigger challenge than our English-speaking fellow African countries who don't have that challenge.
Yes.
We already know you don't give up.
Yep. Ici Michel Joseph. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait. Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h temps universel sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com et en ondes courtes le samedi et le dimanche à 20h temps universel.